This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Polling is progressing smoothly in 121 constituencies spread over 18 districts in the first phase of Bihar Assembly elections. 42.31% voter turnout has been recorded till 1 p.m. with a maximum turnout of 46.73% in Gopalganj district. Several prominent leaders cast the votes. Voting is underway. Polling started at 7 a.m. and will continue till 6 in the evening. However, due to security reasons, voting will conclude at 5 p.m. in Simri, Bhaktiarpur, Mahishi, Tarapur, Munger, Jamalpur and in 56 polling booths of the Surya Garha Assembly segment. Elaborate security arrangements have been made to ensure free, fair and peaceful polling. 16 delegates of 7 countries witnessed the poll arrangements made for the Bihar Assembly elections by the Election Commission of India, ECI. The visit of these delegations from Indonesia, Colombia, Philippines, France, Belgium, South Africa and Thailand is facilitated under the International Electors Visitor Program of ECI. A delegation from Thailand visited a polling booth in Patna. The Chief Electoral Officer of Bihar today dismissed the Rashtriya Janata Dal's RJD's allegations of deliberate power cuts at certain polling stations during the first phase of the Bihar Assembly elections. The Chief Electoral Officer termed the claims completely baseless and misleading. Meanwhile, campaigning for the second phase has picked up pace. Leaders of the NDA and the Mahagathbandhan are engaged in campaigning in support of the candidates. Addressing a rally in Araria, Bihar, senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today accused RJD for lawlessness and lack of development in Bihar during its tenure.
बिहार में जंगल राज की सरकार 1990 से लेकर 2005 तक 15 साल बिहार को तबाह कर दिया. सरकार चलाने के नाम पर तब सिर्फ आपको लूटा गया. 15 साल के जंगल राज में बिहार में कितने एक्सप्रेसवे बने? जीरो. Zero matlab sunya, neel bate sannata.
Later, the Prime Minister also addressed a rally in Bhagalpur. The Indian Navy will formally commission the Ikshak ship into the service of the naval base in Kochi today. The commissioning ceremony will be held in the presence of Chief of the Naval Staff, Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi. The Minister of Defence said the vessel is designed to undertake full-scale coastal and deep-water hydrographic surveys of ports, harbours and navigational channels. The data generated will be vital for ensuring safe navigation at sea, strengthening India's maritime safety framework. An Indian delegation led by Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh today visited key Israeli defence companies in Israel to explore avenues for co-production and co-development. The Defence Ministry said in a social media post that visit is aimed at strengthening existing partnerships and advancing the Atmanirbhar Bharat initiative. Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. declared a state of emergency today after Typhoon Kalmeggi left at least 114 people dead and hundreds missing in central provinces in the deadliest natural disaster to hit the country this year. The deaths were mostly from drowning in flash floods and 127 people were still missing, many in the hard-hit central province of Cebu. Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz has said that the army would continue to eliminate Hamas operatives and destroy the tunnels within the Israeli-controlled areas of Gaza without any limitation. His comments came amid reports that the U.S. is urging Israel to allow Hamas terrorists trapped in Rafah to return to areas of the strip still under the group's control. Katz said Israel's objective remains to disarm Hamas and demilitarize Gaza alongside recovering the bodies of the fallen hostages. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast heavy rainfall and thunderstorms at places over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal today. Parts of Karnataka and Rayalaseema are also expected to experience thunderstorms and lightning during the day. Weather conditions in these regions are likely to prevail the same till Sunday. Meanwhile, the air quality in Delhi NCR region is registered to be in the very poor category. And that is the end of this news bulletin.